On Monday, the New York City-based progressive group New York Communities for Change, which advocates for tenants' rights and affordable housing, endorsed Nixon, saying that Governor Cuomo caters too much to the real estate industry. Tuesday, the government reform group Citizen Action endorsed Nixon. The group's Jessica Wisniewski says Cuomo has not followed through on promises to pass progressive measures.
What should be simple, like democracy reforms, massive voting rights, campaign finance reform, these are things that the governor has failed to do for now 8 budget cycles. But Cynthia Nixon is taking those things very seriously and will push boldly forward for them. And that's the kind of candidate we want to get behind.
Wisniewski and several dozen other Citizen Action members are also committee members in the progressive-leaning Working Families Party, or WFP for short. Both Cuomo and Nixon are seeking the minor party's endorsement. Cuomo received the endorsement in 2014, but some party members, including Wisniewski, don't believe the governor lived up to his promises made then to help Democrats win seats and gain control over the Republican-led state Senate.
Today's endorsement helped secure our vote for Cynthia Nixon for governor when we do the WFP process.
The party holds its convention next month. Some unions are also members of the Working Families Party, and some of their members are leaning towards endorsing Cuomo. A spokeswoman for the governor's campaign did not have an immediate reaction. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.